It's okay if you're feeling growing pains right now. Victory is on the other side. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as your values. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something else that you would like to bring into your practice today or use jointly with this intention, I more than welcome you to do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo, and I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and slowly start to deepen your breath. As you start to breathe deeply, begin to feel the lungs expand, the body wake up. If anything is creaky or stiff, send a little breath and a little love there. And just notice as anything comes up, just allow it to be, and then you can let it go. In a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when I do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really, really fill up those lungs. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everybody that we are communing with across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly let your breath return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to tune back in to our theme/intention of philosophy that manifests as our values, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session as an intention. How do you view philosophy? Do you view it as a practice? As a lived experience, an internal pursuit? Is it something we traverse on our own? In community. Community and history and context certainly impacts our values and philosophy. But where does it begin? That is wild. I mean, y'all saw that, right? It's temperance in reverse again. That's wild. I'm freaking out. Wow. Okay. I will show you the temperance card one more time, even though we just got her. Of course, it is the angel, feet just gracing the top of a pond, mountain with the sun rising over it in the background, the beautiful calla lilies, big red wings, the two cups with water being poured in between them, and the triangle on the chest, the symbol of intellectual clarity, and the sun symbol on the head, as well as the halo around representing the connection to the divine. I am floored. I think this is a call because it is the same card we got when talking about our spirituality, to think about the way that spirituality is a type of philosophy and philosophy can be a very spiritual practice. I want to clarify that when I say spiritual, I don't necessarily mean theist or theism of any sort. Spirituality is completely within your own self-definition, and even atheists have plenty of beliefs and feel a deep connection to the people around them and to the broader world, and they do believe in something bigger than themselves, that is our community, our world, right? So I'll just throw that out there right here at the beginning. I want to pull one more card, not to replace Temperance. It clearly jumped out as our card today, but I want more clarity from Source about why. Why did this card jump out at us? Because there has to be a connection to the message we got on Tuesday, but I don't quite see what it is yet. That's kind of funny. Okay, so two actually just popped out. One very clearly towards me, and then one kind of on accident, but very much at the end when I was wrapping up. And I think that that is an indicator that it's like what will come at the end of whatever message we're supposed to glean from this. So we have the Four of Cups in reverse, which we see a young man sitting crisscross in a field underneath a tree, and his arms are crossed. He looks forlorn. He has three cups in front of him, and one is being offered out from this floating hand shrouded in smoke, and it very clearly looks like a little bit of a temper tantrum. It's like, no, I'm not gonna accept this cup. And upright, this card is very much a stay open to the blessings that spirit has to offer you. And in reverse, I think it's kind of, I think it's playfully chastising us. That's like, what do you mean? And maybe it's just me, but it's like, what do you mean you don't understand the message? It's the same one as Tuesday. Like, lean into it. You don't have to fully like it, but the same message of there's a piece of yourself that needs to be taken care of, that needs to be restored, that needs to be loved. That message didn't sink in for some of us on Tuesday. And Spirit brought it back and said, take it. Take the cup. Take the message. There are pieces of you, of your shadow, of your mask, of your system, you know, whatever language we want to use to talk about it. However you want to talk about the different aspects of self that we may be struggling with and dealing with, this is Source saying, pour some love onto them, because it's also cups. It's also cups. And it's not just Spirit saying, take the lesson. It's also Spirit saying, I'm giving you the cup to pour love onto these pieces with. The last card that jumped out when I was kind of finishing here is the Four of Wands, which is four wands that stand tall in the foreground, holding up this beautiful, luscious banner of vegetation, and two figures beneath celebrating in front of a beautiful castle. There's several cards in the tarot that depict celebration, that depict victory, that depict overcoming of some sort. This one, you're standing with a second figure in front of a castle, a home. And not only is this celebration often considered a homecoming in the tarot, it's the Wands, which means a spiritual homecoming. And there's a second figure here. And I don't think that this is about another person. It's about this other aspect of self, that you've walked through this gate hand in hand with this other aspect of self, and now you get to celebrate them together. I've really been diving into shadow work recently, and I think one of the things that is so important to it, but is so rarely talked about, is how the shadow is not something that you are trying to make smaller and smother and smush away because it's uncomfortable and we're just gonna do the shadow work so that we can process it and integrate it and get through it. The shadow is helping you. It is part of who you are. And shadow work is about learning to walk hand in hand with your shadow, not cut it loose. It's bringing tears to my eyes. That is such a beautiful image. This is you on the other side of whatever this lesson is that you are learning about loving yourself, taking care of yourself. You had the death before the Temperance card, right? Like we talked about on Tuesday. Now we're in this moment of feeling unsettled and uncomfortable, and we're called to try and find balance as we repair and move forward with intention as we rebuild our foundation. Spirit is giving us the tools we need. We just need to accept them, and we will come out victorious hand in hand with ourself, with the parts of ourself that are hardest to love, if we are willing to accept the challenge and the gifts. As we move into our mantra today, inspired by Temperance in reverse with the Four of Cups in reverse and the Four of Wands upright for flavor, as well as our intention of philosophy and values, and any intention that you may have brought into the reading today. Our mantra is going to be, I accept the challenges and the gifts. And this is a reminder that philosophy is not an indictment of whether we are good or bad. It is a tool for exploration and discovery of the self and the other and the nature of humanity. And the better we understand that, the better we can understand who we are and vice versa, and grow personally and globally. And that also allows us to accept both the light and dark aspects of self. Okay. Here in a moment, I am going to ask us to take a deep breath, and on the exhale, we are going to repeat the mantra of I accept the challenges and the gifts. Okay, when you're ready, take that deep breath in and exhale, repeating our mantra, I accept the challenges and the gifts. For our practice today, I want you to revisit whatever you did on Tuesday for our practice. The practice on Tuesday was to do something that felt really nurturing to the pieces of yourself that maybe hadn't been nurtured in a while. And I want you to reflect on what that experience felt like. And if you're a journaler, maybe write a little journal entry about it. If you're a meditator, maybe meditate on it. If you're an out loud talker, maybe grab a friend and chat about it, but really stay in the moment of how did that feel to spend time with the part of myself that I haven't spent time loving? How did it feel to hug the forgotten middle child of your self aspects? This is a really beautiful bridging of the gap between today's work, Tuesday's work, and last week's messages of growth. And a really beautiful narrative is being woven for this collective. And I'm really excited to see where it takes you. And please share with me in the comments down below if this is resonating with you, if you feel like this is speaking to you and your work. Yeah, let's talk about it. Thank you all so very much for being here today. Please share this video with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And as always, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, give us a like, leave us a 5-star rating, and a review. These are all the best ways to support Our Daily Ritual and the Cohere Collective. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective, the other work we're doing, content we offer, services and offerings that you can engage with, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com, linked down below, to check all of that out. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.